kidding me?
Oh, it was a minute ago. Let's see if it does it again.
You want to play forward or play back?
No,
play
it. It'll be fine. Okay, call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on March 21st, 2023 at 5 o'clock p.m. Everybody rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Director Terry Kitcher?
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo?
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollitt?
Here.
All right, so under the financials tab, on the first page we have the balance sheet. So these are the financials as of February 28th, 2023. And as of that date, the combined cash with Chase Bank and Local Agency Investment Fund, or LAIF, balance was at $1,607,820 at the month end. And the district's total liabilities, which is on line 30, was at $1,061,909 at the month end. Any questions on this balance sheet page? Moving on to the profit and loss then. And the year-to-date is at 67% of the year. So on line 8, we have fees and charges. This is for penalty fees, but fire flow tests, new account fees, incident fees, and returned check fees. Year-to-date is trending over budget at 87% due to more penalty fees than anticipated. Down on line 16, interest income. This is for interest on overdue customer balances and the LAIF account. Year-to-date is over budget due to higher interest collected on customer bills than anticipated and higher interest returns on the BNY Reserve Fund and the LAIF.
We think that's just because for so long with COVID, like, we had no interest and penalties and people just got used to, like...
Yeah, I think so. We used, like, when they did the budget for this year, they based it off of, like, a previous year, but we hadn't had anything to go off of for 2 years, so it was just kind of a guess of what we were going to be at. But yeah, since the penalties and the interest are higher, it's probably just because we didn't really... And on line 19, we have total revenues, which is at 75% of the year. And then moving on to expenses, the first section is payroll. The total payroll on line 27 is at 65%, so almost right on budget. Down on line 30, lab fees, it's only at 20% of the year. So this is for, like, the water samples when we send the samples to the lab. I think we just kind of budgeted high. When they did the budget for this year, they were like, oh, we're going to be taking more samples because there's going to be, well, one back on, but we weren't taking that many more samples. It just really bumped it up a lot.
Some years you're required to do Title 22s, which is quite expensive, so that's kind of like on a rotating basis. So maybe that's why they just kind of put that amount in there. And we're doing copper and lead. Copper and lead is due every 3 years, so we'll be doing that in May. But that's only 10 samples, so. Yeah, we should do
that. Line 37, facilities, wells, P&D, other. This is for the generator service contract expenses, site landscaping and maintenance, chlorinators and SCADA. Year-to-date is over budget at 96% due to tank 3 altitude valve repairs and almond vault preventative maintenance, so the clay valve thing. That one actually might go a little over because we had some SCADA updates that we had to do this month, so it's going to end up a little bit over.
That was $4,300 because SCADA was no longer going to be supported after March 14th, so he completed that on Monday ahead of time. There was an additional modem that was supposed to be installed, but because we didn't have a phone line, that was omitted. So that saved us about $600.
And then On line 41, we have the water bill system. This account includes the annual water billing system, maintenance costs. Year-to-date is over budget due to the billing system subscription paid through the year end and the price increase for the new subscription beginning in May. So it's going to remain over budget until the end of the fiscal year.
Well, to compensate for that...
Say that amount?
I think it's going to go up. We already paid it, but I think how the accountants track it is they split it up monthly. So it is going to, I'm pretty sure it's going to go up the $449 for each month until the end of the fiscal year. I think that's how it goes.
So it's going to go pretty far over the budget?
Yeah, it'll probably be, I can't do the math right now. Under 200%, but yeah, a bit over the budget. And then we are going to be needing to upgrade our billing system, but it'll probably be like in a year or two. Because the one we have now is outdated. It doesn't, they're not sure if it's going to work with like the new Microsoft updates and stuff, but we don't have to worry about that right now. We're just kind of like, we're aware of it and we're going to have to look into it pretty soon.
So it should come in about $4,400 at the end of the year. But on line item number 14, cell tower lease income, that line item, it's already at over 82%. We're going to have a residual of $6,100 over on that one. So that should compensate for the additional fees for the billing system. So we should be okay overall.
Yeah, your supplies and equipment's down pretty low too. You'll have a little bit left over there.
Yeah, the supplies and equipment is kind of like random purchases. It's hard to really budget for it. I think last year we were over, but this year we're a lot under. Any questions on that page? Yeah.
Oh, so there's $30 charged to that because they sent me an email stating that we no longer had to do what?
The virtual meetings.
Then we can meet in person. They sent me an email and I responded.
It cost $3.
Yeah, they did. I thought it was a courtesy.
He said thank
email.
You.
Yeah, I sent thank you and it's like, oh, there's $30.
Somebody had to read that thank you.
Right?
Lesson learned.
You guys still doing okay? Is Captain still alive?
All right, so on to the next page then. We have line 49, which is the Community Water Systems Alliance. I was supposed to have this on the agenda this month, but I forgot. We're just going to go on the agenda for next month to decide if we want to still continue with that group. But we did receive the bills for the first half of the beginning of this year. So they're in there somewhere in with the checks. It was $208 per month. So I think it was like $600-something. But that will be on next month's agenda. And then on line 53, financial audit, it's only at 36% of the year. That's just due to the timing. Towards the end of the year is when a lot more of the bills will come in. So that one will probably go up a bit. And then like you guys already said, legal services, there's only a $30 charge this month from that email. It's only at 14% of the year. We just haven't been using legal as much. Down on line 63, shop supplies and small tools. This is at 104% of the year, but there shouldn't be a lot more, if any, there shouldn't be a lot more activity in that line. It was for, I got what we bought.
Yeah, vehicle fuel is still ridiculously low too, so that's good.
Yeah.
We bought a well sounder, that's what it was.
Yeah, so the reason that we bought the well sounder, and when we were sounding the wells for the static levels, the probe got stuck. So they pulled it up, so we had to have it repaired. Well, the repair bill on that was $700. So that's why it's over.
And then line 66, which is safety. That one, we just bought a bunch of like traffic control signs and stuff. So that's up, but the equipment rental is going to stay down because we don't have to hire out the traffic control people as much anymore.
Yeah, that was for the safety, was for eyewash stations and safety flags.
Is the eyewash stations here or eyewash stations where they're chlorine?
They're at all the plant sites that have sodium hypochlorite.
And line 77, total expenses is only at 61% of the year. So the expenses are under budget and then the revenue is over budget.
Quick question, were there not eyewash stations there before?
four
fire extinguishers. We just had our fire extinguishers recharged. We have one here at the office and one in each vehicle, but none at the plant sites. So after this year's budget, July 1st, we'll go ahead and order one for each plant site for electrical. So I think it's a Class C for electrical, because you got all those, you got the big motors, you got the...
Probably should get like a 10-pounder for each one of those sites.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to wait for the next budget for it?
Yeah. I mean, they're probably not that much. Yeah. But they haven't had them in forever.
This budget's already looking, I mean, you know, profits are up, expenses are down.
Yeah, probably wouldn't hurt.
But that's, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll look at
It's a safety item, right?
Yeah, it is a safety item. Yeah. Line 82, the net income / loss. Right now we are at a $28,000 income. We were expected to be at a $31,000 loss, but the $28,000 is not including grant reimbursements that we should be getting, which is on the last page. In the little box at the bottom, on the far right, it says total receivable. That's what we're still waiting to be paid back from the state for. So it has the $386,000 for the isolation valve, $1,300 for the groundwater well improvement, and then $11,000 for the ARPA funding. So altogether, that's $398,000 that we were waiting on as of the end of February. Now we're waiting on more because we had some more bills that came in. But that's that would be also included in with the income on that first page.
Now that we have funds coming in and out of this, can you kind of, and maybe we can do this after the meeting, but I kind of want to walk through have a look at this sheet.
So on this top portion where it just has the regular line items like how it was on the first page, the first section is what we're paying for, the reserve funded. So that's not grant funded. That's the well and tank repairs, which will be for the Bonita Vault, the customer shutoff valves, which is for adding customer shutoff valves on the properties or on all the meters, and then the meter replacement, which we're buying 30 meters of each month. That one's a little over budget, but we're replacing the old meters and stuff. But on the grant funded, so on line 7, that is the grant source, DWR. Line 8 is the project, the isolation valve. So those are all the... On column C is what the total grant amount is, and then column B is what we've spent so far, $398,000. And then on line 9, grant funding DWR, that's what they've paid us back so far.
So basically on the year-to-date, you want it to be zero on the grant-funded stuff.
Yeah, the sum of all that balanced out is zero.
Right. I mean, we're paying out, then we reimburse by the state or through Banning. Banning's the middle go-between.
And then this, the same thing. So line 10, that's the grant funding source. Line 11 is the project. Line 12 is the how much we've been reimbursed so far from that project. Does that make sense, or is that still kind of...
So right now we're still waiting for $285,000? Is that how I'm reading this right?
For which line?
I'm looking at 18. Like, is 18 where it's going to tell me that it's balanced out, or is 17?
17. Well, line 18 is the grant funded and the reserve funded combined.
Okay. So line 17 will tell me if it...
Yep.
What we put out is A, and then I guess
that's... Yeah, what we put out this month.
Like where?
So A is what we put out.
This month, yeah.
Right. B is the total.
For the year.
Right.
For the year. There's nothing for C. Yeah?
Yeah, because C is showing that we're expected to be at zero by the end.
Right, and 0% is where we want to be.
So actually, B is... On line 17B, that's what we put out minus what we've been paid back already. It's that company. So it should end up at zero.
So right now, we're still waiting on $400,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I need to know how to read.
Okay.
Right.
And that's because, a lot of it's because of the payment in here.
Right.
To
Or in there. The charities, yeah.
The other problem was they completed the job so quickly. I mean, they had until December 1st to complete the job. Well, they completed it in almost 2 months. Well, we only get a payment every month. So we submit a bill and we pay them. But unfortunately, they got done in a shorter period of time, so we got to pay them. So we're going to be out almost.
Well, you could have technically drug it out a little bit.
I mean, we can to a point.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to take you to court over it because you haven't been paid for it.
Right.
So that number is slowly.
You got to work in schools. You're lucky if you get paid 90 days after your billing.
Right. Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
We've gone 6 months waiting on payment.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's like all the time.
Okay.
So and they're only reimbursing us back monthly? Or do we submit?
Every 30 days we got to submit, so.
So on this one, you can submit the rest of it because you paid out the rest of it.
Not exactly. So at the end of this month, we get to submit an invoice for that $447. We already submitted the invoice for the $353. So at the end of this month, we do the $447, and then when they reconcile, they're going to send us another bill for probably $280 or something like that, and that'll get paid at the end of April, beginning
it's
of May.
It's actually quarterly.
Is quarterly?
Yeah, but it's not out to December, right?
No.
At the latest, it'll be June, but the gap funding from the past agency helps out in case the state takes too long to pay us back.
Sorry. No, thank you. Thank you for that. I just wanted to know what
I'm... Thoroughly confusing.
Yeah.
Well, and then as far as the meters, I mean, that comes out of our reserves, and those, we're replacing 30 each month until we get to 300, so we're going to do 300 this year, 300 next year, so it's 900. We have 980 active customers, so that's our cash register, so it's increasing revenue by doing that. And then the tanks, we got the three tanks that are being grant funded, they're being recoded, and tank four is getting some structural improvements. So we're going to use that money for the Bonita Vault.
Are we going to get $500,000 for that, or if the bid comes in at $400,000, say if the bid comes in at $400,000, do we still get the whole $500,000 when we get to use those funds elsewhere, or?
I don't think so. We could probably,
whatever award we come.
Kind of like what we're doing with the isolation valves, we could see where we've used our staff time and then bill it to try to reach the amount, so
it's $500,000. If the grant is $500,000, their bid came in at $464,000. So if I'm going to inspect and the guys have to flush the tank and do a little maintenance, we're going to track our time, which shouldn't be too much, and then we'll submit an invoice to the state saying, okay, this is our portion of the grant funding. So hopefully they can reimburse for employee involvement. We're hoping on it.
And the little box at the bottom is kind of the same thing as the lines up top, but to me it's easier to understand, but I don't know if it's basically the same thing, but frankly, it's like columns instead of lines.
So in the box down below, this is the expenses of what it's cost. Funding received is what you've got that you've
been paid back,
for. And then total receivables is still waiting on.
Yeah.
So basically, you're waiting on 386 on the one, 1304, and then 1105 at the bottom?
Yep. And then if you added all those together, it would equal the 398 on line 17.
Ah,
which is on line
17. I see what she did there.
I didn't do this. Wish I could have but that's that. Was there any other questions on anything?
No, it's all clear as mud.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee.
Do you want to?
Can I go? Brief them on the well.
Yeah.
Okay. So you haven't been here the last couple of meetings, so...
One.
Okay, one. A lot goes on.
A lot happened in the last meeting.
I'm like 38 minutes or something like that.
So we have well four that's currently out of service, been out of service since January 1st of 2022. So it's my recommendations to put that back in the ground for backup, you know, source to maintain normal operations. So I got a quote for $162,000 from WellTech, and you know, grant funding takes a little bit of time. So we already did the research for an RCAC loan for $165,000 at 4%, 10 years, with a predicted monthly payment of $1,619. So we can look at that as a group when the rest of the staff comes in. And just so for reference, the monthly EHPO monthly service charge increase from $2,300 a month to $6,200 a month. So that's a $3,900 a month increase. Plus, we completed the credit of $1,700 to DHPO that was paid on a monthly basis. So that ended in December of 2022.
It was an extra $3,900.
Yeah, right there. So if we wanted to move forward as a group, if you guys wanted to continue, like I said, grant funding may take a couple of years, you know, before it actually find the grant to put the well in the ground.
What's the interest rate on that loan?
4%.
That's not too bad. 4%.
Is that what we have here in the well and tank repairs in the budget?
That will come from our reserves, yes.
Or is that
a
different? Is that in the budget?
No,
yeah,
it was
right now in the budget.
That was for the tank recoding, but we're getting grant funded for that.
So that's extra.
So that takes that $225,000 out of it?
Well, now we're going to...
That's going to be for the Bonita vaults.
Well, the Bonita vaults should only be $70,000.
Complete total, everything?
Yeah. Where's the other
$150,000? Yeah, so the vault itself is $16,000.
And the material is about $50,000. I haven't got an updated quote, but it's going to be about $50,000 for all the pipes, gate valves, and...
And labor and everything?
No, we're doing the install. We're going to install the whole thing.
So
we have the funds in the reserves, but the other thing I want to get with you guys on is, you know, I want to build up the savings accounts. I want to get it to a safe yield on an annual basis. So we've been moving forward. We've been increasing our savings by almost $100,000 a month, except for this month. It went down a little bit. It went down like $30,000. So I'd like to keep building in the reserves and leave that money.
Well, didn't it go down due to all these bills, but it's going to get built back up?
Yeah, plus, you know, with the weather and everything like that, revenue is a little bit down. We had a little bit of extra expenditures, 3% on staff for January and February, because a lot of overtime was involved for flushing after the shutdown for the gate valve.
That's all billable too, isn't it? I mean, you can get reimbursed through the state.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for with whatever the residual is left in the grant.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm still confused. So what is the well and tank repairs we're doing for the 225?
Someone budgeted that. That was budgeted at the beginning, July 1st. So I guess whoever managed the budget put in the recommendations for these capital improvements.
So that's going to be grant funded now. Right?
That is grant funded, yes.
So that frees up that.
But we're using a third of it.
Vault, right?
A third of it.
Yeah.
So if we were going to pull that out of reserves, why do we need to get a loan?
Well, I wanted to leave that for a safety measure.
Okay.
You want to, what is your goal to have in the Chase and LAIF, the cash in LAIF? What is your goal?
The goal when we killed this town to get the first water increase that we did before you were on the board was we wanted to get $1 million in reserves. As soon as we got the million, she said we wanted $2 million, and we readjusted the rate to give the people in Capitol a little bit of rate. I would look to... I haven't seen her in so long.
Cindy. Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while. It's been a while since I talked to her.
And that's why I kind of wanted to go for a loan and then still build the reserves to get it back up to 2, if that's what we're going to do. If that's not a priority, then, I mean...
Well, it should be a priority.
No, yeah, I think that should be.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and I wanted to see where we're at the end of the year. We should come out pretty good, because I think originally, when I met with Cindy, we were going to operate at a deficit of $120,000, is what the projected deficit was going to be.
Yeah, but it's way down, isn't it?
And then we made some adjustments, and it looked like the projection operating at deficit was only going to be $20,000. Well, I still think we're going to come out positive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that $120,000 is gone now.
I would believe so.
How long is the loan for the $150,000? How many years?
10 years.
We just got rid of the DHPO. I mean,
is it locked in at 4% for the duration?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not a bad rate.
But that's on the agenda tonight, right?
Yes.
So if you did it at 4% over the 10 years, the money you'd be putting in the savings, you'd be accruing some interest on that.
So you wouldn't have actually 4%.
And that's one thing.
What does the lease pay now?
That's one thing I was asking, is what is the interest earned on our reserves to maximize that?
Like, lease used to pay out really good, and then it started tanking with COVID, so I don't know what percentage lease is coming back.
Yeah, we can ask Cindy about that.
Yeah, so it might work itself out.
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking. We're no longer paying DHPO. Their service charge went up, and 4%. And then another thing to keep in mind, too, is that new vehicle, we owe $64,000 on that. We're paying $3,000 a year interest on that vehicle. So if we get...
Might be a good idea just to pay that one off.
That's what we were talking about. So if we get $30,000 to $40,000 back from the grant funding, take $20,000, combine and pay that thing off to get rid of that. That's just something to keep in mind.
No, I hate financing the vehicles.
What's that?
I don't like the financing of the vehicles. I mean, last year they came in here for what was it? Expensive truck. I said I can't do it. I can't.
That's that truck.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing grant funding won't pay for. They won't pay for vehicles. They'll pay for infrastructure improvements all day long, but vehicles, not so much.
Are we still recording?
We are still recording. Do we need to close the meeting? Adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee meeting at 5:27. Why do we have two for Borden here? Like, why not just lump it in with the big one?
I think one of the...